1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
The elections are right around the corner. In fact, the primary election, those who are in the military, who are stationed overseas, and other voters who are overseas, have already, their absentee ballots for the primary election have already been mailed. And for those in the U.S., their absentee ballots will be mailed July 18th through the, or excuse me, 11th through the 18th. And so some people will be voting maybe even as early as July 12th. But we want to encourage you to actually, first of all, study the Word of God, see what God says about government and about the type of leaders that you should elect, and also study where the candidates stand on those issues as well. We do have a voter guide that we are producing. It will be out on by the 12th of July at FloridaVotesValues.com, FloridaVotesValues.com. We do have, we will have other voter guides in other counties as well. And really in all of the counties, we're going to have links where you can get some information about some of the elections. If there is a county that you are in that you want to have a voter guide in that you don't see a voter guide, contact us, let us know, and we can get you involved in creating a voter guide for that county. It takes about 30 hours to do this. In the primary, other dates in the primary election, the deadline to register to vote or to change your party affiliation is July 22nd. The deadline to request that a ballot be mailed to you is August 8th. And early voting will actually begin August 10th through the 17th. And in some areas, it might actually begin a little bit before then. The election day for the primary is actually August the 20th. And one thing that's really important to note here is that Christians, really, we have a responsibility. We're going to be talking about this today. We have a responsibility to actually vote according to biblical values and to vote for the candidates that most closely represent those biblical values, and to educate ourselves on what those values are, and also to educate ourselves on where the candidates stand on these issues. And this can be hard and very difficult if there isn't a voter guide available. I know before voter guides were available in our county, I would read the newspaper. I would watch debates. But you know what? They're not going to ask the kind of questions that need to be asked. They're not going to ask which one of you would require a boy, a school, to allow a boy to go into a girl's bathroom, or to allow a boy to be on the girl's swim team and change clothes in the girl's locker room. They're not going to ask questions like that. They're not going to ask questions like, which one of you supports the shedding of innocent blood through abortion? But these are critical questions, even at the local level. Some people really, of all Christians, sadly, only about 50% of all Christians are actually even registered to vote. And only about half of those that are registered actually do show up and vote. And the numbers are even lower in the primary. But the primary is where it's really the most important part in really of the election, because the primary is where the parties determine which candidates stand or which candidates will represent those parties. And there are many people in this county and across the state and across the nation who are actually registered as independents. And in most cases, in most elections, these independent voters have no say in who will represent the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, because they don't vote in the primaries. So I want to encourage you, look at the parties, examine where they stand, examine what God's word says about the issues, and choose a party that it most closely aligns with the word of God. It doesn't mean that everyone that's in that party is going to be perfect or that all the candidates are going to be perfect, but align with or register with a voter or with a candidate, register with a party, I should say, that most closely represents the principles of the word of God. We actually will have information on FloridaVotesValues.com about this as well, where you can actually compare the party platforms with the Bible and see where the parties stand on various issues. Christians can have a huge impact in the primary elections. Determining which candidate will represent the particular party. And if Christians show up and vote for candidates that will defend innocent human life, that believe that the laws of God or the laws of the nation should be based on the laws of God, that believe that children should be taught basic reading, writing, and arithmetic rather than indoctrinated in liberal philosophy, and that children should be taught that they were created by God, that the Bible and prayer and the Ten Commandments should be returned to schools, that rulers should actually read the Bible. People that actually do read the Bible and want to apply its principle and believe that the principles of the Bible should be applied to government. If we show up in mass and we vote for candidates who most closely represent those values, we can have a tremendous impact. One of the things we see quite often is people saying, well, I can't believe that this is all we have to choose from. Well, it's all we have to choose from, first of all, because some other people that could have ran didn't run. And secondly, because so many good people, so many Christians, so many people that share the values of the Word of God don't actually bother to vote in the primary election. The primary election also determines in many cases who will sit on the school board, and who sits on the school board is of paramount importance. Abraham Lincoln, this quote is attributed to Abraham Lincoln, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation becomes the philosophy of government in the next generation. And sadly, Christians have allowed wicked people, wicked men and women to sit on school boards to indoctrinate kids and push philosophies, push transgenderism, push boys being going into the girls' bathrooms, push boys being on girls' sporting teams and going into the locker room and changing clothes and even undressing in front of girls. This should never happen. And yet Christians have allowed this to happen either by not voting, by not running, or by voting for candidates who support this nonsense or not even paying attention to what is going on. It is vitally important that we educate ourselves, that we also are engaged, that we learn what the Bible says, that we learn where the candidates stand, and we vote according to biblical principles. In some cases, In some cases, city council members or county commissioners will be decided in the primary election. And that's going to depend on the charter or the whatever documents govern that city or county. But in many cases, you're either going to see a selection of the candidates that are going to face off in the general election, or in some cases, you'll actually see the selection of the candidate himself or herself. Also, we're going to go over, because this will probably be the only time before the general election that we will actually present this series. This series will take several weeks, and we will actually dive into the Word of God thoroughly and exhaustively, examining some of the issues that we really need to pay attention to. So I'm just going to go over the general election dates as well. So the absentee ballots for those who are out of state military or out of the country military will be actually September 21st. For those who are in the United States, it will be September 26th through October the 3rd. For those who the deadline to register to vote in the general election, and there, by the way, just because I said that the primary election is important doesn't mean that the general election isn't important. The general election is important. In some cases, there will be runoff races of local races. In other cases, you'll have Republican facing Democrat. Some cases, you might have Republican, Democrat, and a third party or independent candidate on the ballot. You also will have constitutional amendments on the ballot, and including Amendment 4, which would allow abortion up until the moment of birth. We definitely are encouraging you to vote no on Amendment 4, and we will actually do a series or maybe one sermon on the constitutional amendments. We'll do that before the general election, so you'll be able to see that. But the deadline to register to vote in the general election is October the 7th. And since you're not actually, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent, doesn't matter. There's no deadline to change the party affiliation. The deadline required to request a ballot to be mailed is October 24th. Early voting mandatory period is October 26th through November 2nd. In some areas, that there may be expanded early voting. And the election day will actually be November the 5th. So those are key dates. Now we're going to turn to the Bible and look at what the Bible says about some of these, or about really government and some issues as well. We'll also, throughout this series, quote from the Founding Fathers, so you can actually hear the words of the Founding Fathers as well. So first of all, in Proverbs 14, verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So when we as a people, first and foremost, need to be righteous. Now, how do we become righteous? Well, first of all, we need to confess our sins before God. We need to repent of our sins. We need to turn from our wicked ways, and we need to allow the righteousness of Jesus Christ to clothe us and to wash away our sins. We need to allow his blood to cleanse us from those sins. But then God says that we are to be holy even as he is holy. Now, are we going to be perfect? No, we never get to perfection here on this earth, but we are called to move closer and closer and closer to that mark, as the Apostle Paul said that he moved from glory to glory. So consider it kind of like a stair step, a huge stair going from the earth all the way up to heaven. And every step you take gets you closer to that level. And God should be dealing with you on sin, and you should be overcoming sin. And the sin that is troubling you now should not be troubling you in the future, because you should actually go to God and you should apply the principles of the Word of God. You should meditate on the Word of God. You should study the Word of God. You should memorize Scripture. You should quote Scripture to help you overcome temptation, even as Jesus did. And you should abide in the Word of God as Jesus instructed, so that you can be His disciple indeed, so that you can know the truth. Why? Because His Word is truth, and that truth can set you free from sin. So we see this, that we can actually become more and more like God, not that we ever will be God or will never be perfect, but that is our goal. And that is what we are striving for, is perfection. And we need to be asking God to search us and examine us and see if there is any wicked way in us. But that's individually, but also we are a part of a nation collectively. So we really need to be praying for revival and reformation in our nation. We need to be praying that God would bring us to a place where we can actually, as a nation, fall on our knees before God and repent of our sins. We need another great awakening in America. In America, prior to the Revolutionary War, there was the first Great Awakening. And then prior to the Civil War, there was a second Great Awakening. And we are in need of a third Great Awakening in this nation, and a Great Awakening where we actually are called by God to humble ourselves and pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways, so that He might hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. So we as a nation need to repent not only of our sins, but also of the sins of this nation. And that doesn't mean, you know, there are many people, there are college professors that are talking about the sins of America. And some of those sins that they're talking about, we've already repented of in the past. But really, they're not talking about the sins of shedding the blood of 67 million preborn children through abortion. They're not talking about the sin of removing prayer, God, the Ten Commandments, and the Bible from public schools. They're not talking about removing God from all public life. They're not talking about living in such a day where politicians are even afraid to call a Christmas parade, where they call it, as in Port St. Lucie, the Festival of Lights Parade. Because if you name it a Christmas parade, Christmas includes the name of Jesus Christ. They're not talking about promoting sexual perversion and embracing sexual perversion. They're not talking about allowing or even encouraging boys to that they might be girls and changing their sex, or girls that they might actually be boys and changing their sex. They're not talking about departing from the Word of God. What we need to do is to look at the Word of God, apply it to our lives, apply it to our families, apply it to our churches, apply it to our cities, our counties, our nations. We need a revival and reformation in our nation. And we need to realize that sin is a reproach to any people. And make no mistake, abortion is a sin. It is the shedding of innocent blood. That preborn child has never done anything wrong, never done anything worthy of death. And really, that's the only means, when someone has committed a capital offense, that's the only justifiable means of putting someone to death, other than war, to defend yourself and your nation. So really, you see here that sin is a reproach to any people. By the way, God calls us to repent of our sins, and he calls us to, and he is able and willing to forgive us of our sins. And we need to turn back to God. We need to cry out to him. We need to turn from our wicked ways, both individually and corporately as a part of this nation. And in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, we read, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. So here we see that when righteous people are in authority, people rejoice. Things go well with the city, with the county, with the state, with the nation. But when the wicked are in authority, that the people actually groan. William Penn said this, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. And as governments are made and moved by men, so by them they are ruined too. Wherefore governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, let the government be never so good. They will endeavor to warp and spoil it to their turn. Though good laws do well, good men do better. For good laws may want or lack good men and be abolished or invaded by ill men. But good men will never want good laws, nor suffer or allow ill ones. And that's William Penn. That's the quote is from William Penn. And so if we are good and we are doing what we are required to do, then the nation, the state, the county, the city will also be good, because we will be electing good men and good women to be in office. Charles Carroll of Carrollton said this. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who decry the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which denounce against the wicked eternal misery, and which ensured to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. And so there you see the emphasis on Christianity and the Christian religion in being allowed in society, because it upholds government, the values that make our government great. We're going to then now start looking at some campaign issues. And the first issue is that rulers must recognize God as our creator. In Genesis chapter 1, we read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You see, this is critical. If you believe, if a ruler believes, if a leader believes, a city council member, a mayor, a county commissioner, if the governor, if a school board member, if the attorney general, if your Florida House member or Florida senator or U.S. House member or U.S. senator, the President of the United States believes that there is a God in heaven that he or she must answer to, that created them, they also will believe that that God determines what is right from wrong, and that that God actually has laws that they need to obey. But if they believe that they just evolved and that they just happened, came about through chance and through random mutations, that nothing somehow created all things that we see, if they see this, if that's what they believe, they're going to believe that they can make their own rules, that they can come up with their own standard, that they can actually determine what is right and what is wrong. And so this is critical. This is really the foundation of good morals and what we should actually believe. Rulers must read God's law and fear and obey God. From Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 through 20. Also it shall be when he, and this is talking about the king, sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days and his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. And so if you have read the Bible, and I encourage you, if you haven't read the Bible through, what are you waiting on? Start reading the Bible. Read the Word of God. The Word of God is freely available. If you're not a fast reader, that's okay. The Word of God, you can read it at your own pace. You can get the Bible freely. You can read it in print form. You can read it on your phone. You can read it on your computer. There are audible versions of the Bible. You can get that for, you can get many of these for free. And you can also, there's also some paid versions that you can get as well. But read the Word of God. If you're familiar with the Word of God, though, you know that there are times where Israel strayed from God's commandments, and they were because the leader was not following the Word of God. In fact, at the depths of their despair, many times the law of God was found. And when it was found, the leaders either rejected it to their own demise, or they repented of their sins and turned back to God, and there was revival and reformation. And we need this in our nation today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.
Call on God's name. Just stand up and speak to the mountain.